Hey everybody, welcome to a very special bonus emergency episode of Popping Off About Pop Culture. I am here with my friend Megan from Let's Talk Bravo. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me on this much needed occasion
Yeah.
to discuss what is happening in the Bravo world.
Yes, I'm calling it an emergency episode because this is like truly an emergency. Like, sound the alarms, round the troops. Shit is going down.
As Andy Cohen coined it, it is a scandal.
I like replayed that video over. I was like, did he say what I think he just said?
I've been calling it tomfoolery this whole time, but Scandoval just really hits.
That's a good one too, tomfoolery. Yeah, I've
Not
seen.
to joke about this, you guys, we are, if it's not obvious that everybody in this situation is hashtag Team Ariana,
I mean, obviously.
I am still a Bravo viewer at the end of the day, so I can't help but put my viewing hat on and my podcast hat on, you know?
Yeah. I like, where do we even begin? With so much has
So,
come out in the past 2 days. It's been insane. I've been afraid to go to sleep. I've been afraid to put my phone down in the fear that I'm going to miss some important information or just like literally any information at all.
I went to bed early last night, and woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, that just like you wake up and you just like need water thing. And before I reached for my water bottle, I reached for my phone, pulled up Instagram, and was like, "What else has happened?" Because I fell asleep early. Like, what did I miss?
This is too much. So let's take it back to Friday. I think that every Bravo fan is gonna remember where they were when TMZ broke the news that Ariana and Tom called it quits, and not just because it was like an amicable breakup, but because he was caught cheating with Raquel.
Insane. Where were you when
Yes.
this happened?
So not nowhere exciting. I was at home in my bed, but I was supposed to go to work, and I was like, I don't know, 5 minutes from my house, and my boss called me and was like, hey, like, why don't you just take the night off? We're gonna get a really bad snowstorm, so just like, don't even bother. And I was like, okay, perfect. Good thing. Good thing. Good thing there was a snowstorm. Good thing I got
Yeah.
called off.
You would have had to leave for like mental health reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I was at work myself, and I was maybe like an hour or so away from like this like big-ish like weekly meeting that I have with my boss, and I was just like, there's just like a lot that I'm trying to juggle right now. I didn't specify that it wasn't work related. So is there any way that we can push the meeting to Monday?
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. That also sounds like something I would do. I'd be like, listen, like, I just have like a lot going on personally, and I am taking this personally, to be honest. Like, I'm taking it to heart.
Too.
My
I feel like
feelings are
this
hurt.
happened to my best friend. I feel like this happened to
Yes.
me. Like, I genuinely feel like I was feeling symptoms of depression yesterday.
Yeah, like I've had a lot of anxiety over it
Yeah,
personally.
it's crazy. I have gone down too many rabbit holes. I have already rewatched every single episode of this season that has aired to try to pick up on like cues. I watched the Watch What Happens Live with Raquel and Sheena. I watched the Watch What Happens Live with Tom and Tom, and I never watched Watch What Happens Live.
Me either.
There's
I've
just
only
so
been
much
watching
there.
it after Vanderpump Rules lately.
So Friday, it was all alleged at first, right? So messaging with my friends, my Bravo internet friends, and just being like, oh my God, if this is true, like we ride at dawn.
Yeah, like I said, round the troops, sound the alarms, like we're going in. Yeah.
And for
I
those of you guys who like don't know, if you're not a VPR watcher, I mean, now's your time. Like, start from the beginning, enjoy, it's a wild ride. But this whole season so far has been Raquel and Tom Schwartz having this little storyline about them hooking up after Schwartz and Katie's divorce, which was already like shady in its own right. And the audience was a little split on whether that was shady or not. The Bravo audience has never been more united
No.
than when we found out that it was in fact Tom Sandoval who has been not only had just hooked up with Raquel, but it was apparently had months long affair with
Yes, where there's
Raquel.
like feelings and emotions involved. Like they said that this is their time now. They want to come out. They want to be together. They want to be public. They plan on telling Ariana for weeks. It's like, oh, wow, how nice of you. Yeah.
You know, like too little too late, but I have suspicions about that. So while spending, you know, the entirety of my weekend on Instagram, I did stumble upon this thread of this girl, Meredith, who is one of Ariana's best friends, who was at Ariana and Tom's house after that all went down. And she said, she tweeted on at 1 o'clock in the morning on March 4th. What is that? 1 o'clock in the morning on like Saturday, especially like Friday night.
Yes.
She said, I'm home after spending the last 32 hours in the trenches of Valley Village, which just like made me lol. And gotta say, my favorite moment was when someone got on the phone with his publicist to, and I quote, salvage what I can. So keep this in mind as the quote unquote news trickles out. So to me, it's like, oh, and then so somebody like commented under that and said, you've got to be freaking kidding me. And she said, I've been in platonic love with that guy for years. His eccentricities have always been endearing. I was always surprised by his generosity, the way he's been there for me as a friend in a time of need, go beyond the characters of a tweet. He's dead to me.
That is how I feel about Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm taking it like so personally, like so to heart, because
Yeah.
Tom has been my favorite person on the show since the beginning. And like, not that he's like been perfect by any means, but I have just like always admired like his passion for things, just like how he's always willing to go the extra mile for his friends. He's willing to give like thousands of dollars to like make his friends like visions come true. Even when him and Jax were on the outs, he was still a good friend to Jax.
Yeah.
And now he's making Jax kind of look like an angel, which I thought was impossible.
Right. It's like, wait, so at least Jack's like kind of came clean about stuff. Like,
Yeah,
you
you
know,
know?
whereas like this, I don't, ugh. But yeah, so this thread has me feeling like, you know, this whole like we're in a relationship, we're in love stuff is Tom trying to be like, we got to figure out what the best scenario is for me now that this news is out. How do I make this look less bad? And it's like, we're in love. That's, and I'm going to be in a relationship with her because if not, I've lost everything for nothing.
I'm just so confused as to like how this came to be. I mean, I think that like as the season goes on, we're gonna like pick up on more clues and like see more evidence of like how it started. I mean, we're only like what, four or five
Yeah, I
episodes
think we're
into
like
this
four
season.
episodes in.
Yeah, so it's still very early in the season. And, you know, as this all was coming out, people were like reposting the trailer and like, you know, you just like pick up on more things. Like when, I don't know who said it in the trailer, but someone said that, oh yeah, Tom and Ariana, I heard they have an open relationship. And even though Ariana denied that the day that the trailer came out, it's like as that voiceover is happening, like you see him, like, I didn't realize it at first, but he's like hugging on Raquel in the pool and he's kind of like cuddling up to her. And it's like, you know, you don't think anything of it because it's like they're all friends. And Thomas has always just been like a very, I don't know, I feel like touchy-feely person in general, you know, never think anything about it. But now it's like every episode, I'm gonna be in like such high alert every episode. Like it's not gonna be in like an enjoyable, leisurely thing for me anymore on Wednesday nights. It's gonna be like, get the
You have your
magnifying
detective
glass
hat on.
out. Yes. Like look at every single step, pause each frame.
It is crazy. Like I said, I did the rewatch already, and it's sad a little bit to me because it is quite obvious, having now with this information confirmed, to kind of see that the producers and the editors knew too already, or at least had like an inkling. Because even when she's having little, like when she's talking to Tom Schwartz about like, do you want to make out? Which was just so freaking weird
Yeah, I
to just
hated
go up to
that.
somebody and be like, do you want to make out? Like,
I was like, are we 15?
there's no chemistry there. It's whatever. But there's still cutting to just random shots of Tom Sandoval during that conversation. It's like Tom Sandoval has nothing to do with that, but yet we're still getting Tom Sandoval reactions for every Raquel thing. Like there's one point where the Toms are talking to Peter about like him wanting to take Raquel out on a date, and like Tom Sandoval wearing that stupid lightning bolt necklace is like cackling at the fact that he thinks that Peter has a chance with Raquel.
Yeah, because at least according to like the timelines, this affair started in July, which is when filming started.
It was at
So,
least by the end of July, and
yeah.
their vanity, was it a, not a Vanity Fair party, the Daily Mail party that they had at
Yeah.
Schwartz and Sandy's was at the end of July, because at, right after that they said they want to open August 26, which was a month from whenever they said that to Greg. So the timeline that we're looking at as soon as like episode four is end of July. So this is starting or has started. There's also that whole rumor that was going around like last spring about Raquel making out with Tom Schwartz at Coachella, but Tom Schwartz wasn't at Coachella. So it's like, did somebody just say that Raquel was spotted making out with Tom and we just decided it was Tom Schwartz because he and Katie had just gotten divorced and like would never imagine that Sandoval would cheat on Ariana?
Isn't that like the most logical thing,
Yeah.
right? You know? Yeah,
And so
I.
they like got together and like came up with this whole thing. It's like, hey, Schwartz, you got to do this for me because you're already divorced. So like there's not as much on the line for you to lose.
Right. I so Tom did come out with a statement yesterday. It's like the most lame statement I've ever read in my life. It's just like apologizing for getting caught, pretty much, and like
But not
not an apology
even,
to
it's like,
Ariana.
yeah, it's like apologizing. It's saying I'm sorry, but leave my business alone.
Yeah.
Like it's, and like leave Tom Schwartz alone. It doesn't, literally Ariana's name wasn't mentioned once, or even just like the like assumption that he would be referring to Ariana's feelings in any of this was never even touched upon. It's disgusting. It's like, don't you have a PR person who would have like looked that over and been like, you gotta say something about the entire reason that people are coming for your restaurant right now?
Yeah, right. But in that statement, he did say that like Schwartz only found out about this recently and doesn't condone my actions.
I don't believe that though.
I don't believe that either. I believe what you were saying, where it was like, Tom, like you've got to cover for me, like you've got to play along with this on the show. I just until we can like figure out what's going on, because I think I have feelings for this girl, but I'm still with Ariana. It just snowballing into this huge mess. And
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz being Tom Schwartz is like, yeah, okay,
Yeah. At the very
sure.
least, Tom Schwartz knew by the time they were filming their most recent Watch What Happens Live. Maybe Tom Schwartz didn't know while they were filming because they didn't trust him to be a good enough actor to play out this storyline like properly if they had fully clued him in on what was going on. But at the Watch What Happens Live that the Toms were on, anytime Andy asked a question to either one of them about Tom Schwartz and Raquel, Tom Schwartz looked at Sandoval to be like,
Yeah.
how am I going to answer this? And at one point, even this like gave me chills. He's covering his mouth like Tom Schwartz does, like this little like, oh, I'm so innocent and like scared. But Andy was like, why are you covering your mouth? He's like, I'm sorry, I do that when I'm nervous. And there's another interview, I think like maybe Vanity Fair or something like that did an interview with the Toms, like maybe right before the season was going out, and they were asking questions to Tom Sandoval about what he thought about Tom Schwartz and Raquel. And Tom Schwartz is sitting next to him, just covering his mouth while Sandoval's trying to come up with an answer. I was like, oh my God, it's been right in front of our faces. Like,
I know.
I don't know.
But
So
it's
I
like,
do want to give him the benefit of the doubt that like he maybe didn't know while the season was filming, but has definitely known.
yes. Oh, yeah. He's known for a while. But
Yeah.
it's just like those things you don't think about because it's Schwartz. Like you said, just being like, oh, I don't know. I'm nervous. And like, Tom is like his fucking leader dog
Yeah,
sometimes.
it's
Like
so
he just
sad.
follows Sandoval blindly. And he would do anything for Sandoval. I mean, obviously, like going along with the storyline for as long as he has and not said anything in these interviews or just like giving really tiny hints that no one would pick up on until now. So it's just like little things like that where you're like, oh, it was right here the whole
I know.
time.
It's so scary how disgusting people can be. Like, we don't
Yeah.
know what goes on behind closed doors in anyone's relationship, right? And like
No.
Lala's said on a podcast recently that she feels like Tom and Ariana are the most different when they're filming versus not, because they're afraid to maybe let any darkness come to light on camera.
And people, the cast members have been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I just like never choose to believe it because it's like, it's people like Jack saying it or
Right.
people that I just like don't give any like, I'm like pay any attention to because it's like focus on your own relationship over there, dude, you know?
Yeah, they've all got relationships they need to focus on. It's they're
Right.
all so problematic. But
Yeah.
like the person who deserves this the least is Ariana and like Raquel. Like Ariana said it herself in the most recent episode where Raquel, for whatever the fuck reason, probably just to push the storyline further, keeps telling Katie to her face about wanting to make out with Schwartz in the most unconvincing way. And Ariana's looking at her like, I didn't know you had it in you. Like, who are you right now?
Yeah. And well, Raquel was like, I don't know who I am these days. Clearly
Yeah.
not. You,
Yeah.
maybe you're just a homewrecker, a
Yeah.
whore.
So the Reddit threads have been kind of wild about it. And there is a person who claims to be a friend of Raquel's who is giving us
Yes.
information.
I did read
How
this as
close they
well.
are as friends with her giving us all of this information, I don't know. Maybe she thinks that this is benefiting Raquel in some sort of way. To me, it makes it more disgusting and conniving, but that's my opinion. But it's like,
Yeah.
so she is on there and she says, most of it's all out. I've known about this for months. And as the episodes kept rolling out, I got more and more nervous for how this was going to come out. And this is what I know for a fact from her. Ariana has been suspicious for months about them. She almost caught them one night when she was sneaking out of when he was sneaking out of the guest room where Raquel was staying. Ariana asked what he was doing in her room, and he said he was giving her water. It was 4 a.m. That I almost couldn't keep reading after I read that.
I know because it's like, okay, Raquel very much could have gotten out of bed, got herself a glass of water, done that. And I guaranteed, Tom Sandoval came out of there, had like a little sheen, a little
Oh my
glow,
God,
maybe
yeah,
a
his
little catch in
gross
his
little
breath,
glow. Yeah.
But like, what is with these people hooking up with people who are not their significant other while their significant other is sleeping in the next room?
It's happened.
What
It's
is that?
it was a Jackson Kristen. It was a James Kennedy and whatever that girl's name was from the
No,
like
I
gay
don't
pride
remember. Yeah, I
episode.
don't remember her name, but
Holly or
yeah,
something. Yeah, I don't know.
whatever.
And now this. It's like, by the way, why is Raquel staying over at their house? She has her own apartment.
Right. I
Why
mean,
does she need
I
to stay
like.
there?
It could have been any excuse, like, they were out partying or like they
Yeah.
were like having, and she just was drunk and didn't want
And
to go
they're in the
home
valley.
alone.
She's
And
probably in West Hollywood. So maybe it was like
yeah.
a post Schwartz and Sandy's night or something. Sure. I
Right.
stay at my friends' houses after drinking all the time. So I don't know
Yeah,
why I'm
right.
asking
I
that,
mean,
but
it really could have been something like that.
yeah.
And, Ariana being, well, at one time, closer friends with Raquel than Katie. Ariana's like, yeah, for sure. Come and stay over, stay in the guest room, whatever you need, make yourself at home. Meanwhile, they're hooking up, doing whatever they're doing while Ariana is sleeping. It's so sickening to me. It
That would,
disgusts me.
I would, I don't, I don't, I would not handle that like well at all. Like, there's no way she believed that, right? But there's at a certain point where you just kind of like want to not believe it so badly. So you come up with reasons why, like, that makes sense that he would bring her water at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I don't know. But the next thing says Sandoval and Raquel made out at Coachella. The rumor started spreading that she made out with Tom. So they got Schwartz to go along with the narrative that it was him, the kiss and everything was fake. Like the kiss that I guess we're going to see happen at like Sheena's wedding and stuff between Schwartz and Raquel.
Oh, right, yeah.
Then it says Tom has been saying that he's going to leave Ariana for months, but had a lot of excuses as to why he couldn't. The house, the restaurant, Ariana's grandpa dying, it was always something. Which somebody close enough to that circle has, like, that's a detail that you would have to be close enough to that circle to know about, right? Because
Right.
us as viewers haven't seen this, like, Ariana's grandpa dying stuff play out on the show. Maybe she's mentioned it a couple times because she has said, like, this was a really hard season for her, but I didn't know why.
Yeah.
Apparently, they, Tom and Raquel, tell each other they love her. They have, or they love each other. They have matching lightning bolt necklaces that is their signal to each other that they love each other.
That sounds like
And
something that I would have read in like a One Direction fanfic
yeah,
when I was
absolutely.
like
And it also sounds like something that Tom Sandoval would absolutely do.
13. Oh yeah. Oh, he's so cheesy like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's gross because now we're going back and finding all these pictures of Raquel's like Instagram, which I can't believe she hasn't deleted these photos yet. It's just
I can't
crazy to
believe she
me.
hasn't turned the comments off. I was looking through it before we started recording.
Yeah.
And like the video of them going to whatever music festival that was, and she's like up, it's like a montage, and she's like up on Tom's shoulders
She's
and
wearing the
like,
necklace during that festival, and Ariana was there
yeah.
with them.
There's
Wouldn't
so many
Ariana be like, hey,
pictures.
Raquel, that's kind of weird that you have a lightning bolt necklace and Tom wears a lightning bolt necklace. Why do you guys wear the same necklace?
Yeah, just like all like I mean, not that I'm like again, this is just like something that I, as a viewer, wouldn't really pick up on
Right.
because I'm, not really paying attention to their jewelry for one, but also just like seeing Tom wear a lightning bolt necklace, I just would assume that has to do with TomTom because that's like kind of like in the logo for their merch and stuff.
Yes.
And then like seeing Raquel wear it, I also just like wouldn't think much of it. But now that all this is coming out, I'm like, this is so cheesy, first of all.
Yeah.
And just like it is like a small thing that you wouldn't notice, but at the same time, it's like in your face. Like Ariana, I just cannot imagine what she's feeling and what she's going through right now.
I hope that she's feeling anger and rage and
Yeah.
not sadness. Because she has been set free, and I'm it, you know, I understand that people don't always immediately see that when they go through something as traumatic as this and like lose their life partner and they have a house together. There's so many things that tie them together, but fast forward to like a year from now, I think she's just going to be like thriving like she's never thrived before, and
I hope
she,
so. I
you
hope
know.
her and Katie, I hope that sandwich shop takes off. I hope it makes millions. I hope there's
Yeah.
lines out the door every day.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, TomTom and Schwartz and Sandy's, I don't know, they could go under for all I care, to be honest.
Yeah. I think they need to like fully rebrand in Tom's apology, if we're calling it that, in Tom's statement.
Yeah.
He said that he's going to be taking a step back in a sabbatical from Schwartz and Sandy's to like take some time to figure some stuff out, I guess. I think that he needs to be like bought out. They need to change the name to like the Vibe Lounge or something like
It's
that.
something. Well, I mean, the
Because
name
first of
sucked
all,
from the
the name has been
beginning.
bad since we heard about it the first time,
Yes.
right? Like,
I've always
like,
hated it. I think everyone is on board with that. It
yeah.
doesn't match the vibe. It just is stupid.
It's the worst name.
It truly.
I just don't get it. It sounds like, I don't even know what it sounds like, but the Reddit thread continues though. Sandoval, oh. Sorry, I already read that. Tom has been saying that he's gonna. Oh, no, sorry, I read that already. Okay. Raquel shared with a few friends about this, but no castmates except Schwartz. The band knew because they would frequently hook up after shows, and we have seen videos going around of Raquel at so many
Every
of
show,
those shows.
even if like some of the videos, like yeah, there are other cast members or there's other friends there, but there's been a few that I've seen where she's just up on the balcony by herself,
Yeah.
no cameras, no nothing is happening. She's just there.
Yeah. One was like at some city in California, which is like back where she like went to college or something. So she had told friends that she was going back home for the weekend, and then she was spotted at the show. And when people like confronted her about like why she was at the show, she made something up like, "Oh, some friends from college were in town, so I came, and then I just like stopped by the show because it was like so close by." It's like, no,
No,
no.
that's not the case.
So here is perhaps the most devastating part of like this whole situation is how Ariana supposedly found out about all of this. So it was Wednesday, right? She was at a Tom and the Most Extras show, and like his phone slipped out or something. So she grabbed it and then saw a sexually explicit video that was sent from Raquel to him. And then she kept scrolling through their text messages and was like, basically, like, what the actual fuck is this? And then confronted Tom about it. And then they left. Some people had been saying she interrupted the show, but then I just saw this TikTok this morning of a guy that was at the show, and he said she no, like here's a video of her giving a standing ovation at the end of the show. She then very soon after was in the bathroom. Then she was yelling. She came out of the bathroom in like a heat of rage and was yelling some stuff about Tom's phone. We couldn't hear exactly what she was saying, but she was saying stuff about Tom's phone. She confronted Tom about it. They left pretty like immediately after that. And this was also the night that Sheena and Raquel were on Watch What Happens Live together. And the Wednesday nights are the live show nights. So then Ariana supposedly sent the video to Raquel and Sheena. She sent it to Sheena because she knew she was with Raquel, and then called Raquel. And then Sheena was out with Raquel at the time too, was kind of like she had been missing for a while, came outside, found Raquel. She was on the phone with Ariana, who was like yelling and screaming and crying. And then Raquel admitted to Sheena what she had been doing, and Sheena like hit her and gave her a black eye.
Good,
Yeah.
good. Because as far as I'm concerned, Sheena served justice.
Yeah.
Ariana is her best friend. She heard the news and gave her a fucking black eye. Beat the shit out of her for all I care.
Yeah.
Like, she
Listen, I don't
deserves
condone
it.
violence, but like,
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
you
No.
didn't
No.
have to go to the hospital. You're fine. You
Yeah.
deserve this.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish she broke your nose that you had to get two nose jobs for that. By the way, Ariana helped you raise money to get the second one.
Right, with the feet pics. Yeah, that is also what I keep thinking of is how, like, in past seasons, how good of a friend Ariana was to her. Because I think in maybe it was season eight, I think it was season eight because that's when James was like going to or started to go to AA and stuff. But when he like was in a drunken rage and he texted Raquel all those like nasty things and
Yes.
just pretty much being like mentally abusive toward her. And Ariana like took her aside and was just like really comforting her and being like, listen, if like you need my support, like I've been in this situation, I know how it is. And if you need anything from me, like just let me know. And just like really walking her through it and like letting her
Yeah.
know that she had a shoulder to lean on.
Yeah, she was like, there's only so much that you can take before you start believing these awful things that he's saying to you that aren't true.
Right.
And I've been there and like all this, yeah, like she's a fantastic friend to this girl. And this is how you treat her. Like, I understand Raquel's going through a dark time and stuff, and like we're kind of seeing it play out on the season right now, but how long it's been, almost a year kind of since this was all being filmed, and like it's been going on like this whole time. Like at a certain point, I don't feel bad that you and James broke up. You broke up with him, by the way, and I'm kind of glad you didn't marry him anyways. But at this point, I don't know, maybe you guys deserve each other. But by the way, James Kennedy popping off in all the comments and all this stuff is actually very entertaining.
James is so funny. I'm scared of him, but I do love him at the same. I have like a very much like love-hate relationship with him.
I kind
Like
of just love
his
love. Like, I think that anytime it cuts to a confessional of James Kennedy, I know I'm about to crack up.
it's so
He's
good. It's
brilliant
so
in those interviews.
The TMZ, like the screenshot of the TMZ article when it first broke, I actually saw that on James's
Yeah,
Instagram
he like
first.
broke the news. He was the first of the cast to like
to say something.
put it out there. And then, oh, also, apparently Dumois got some blind items about this back in maybe June or something.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but they were like, out of respect for Ariana, we're not posting it.
Which is like, does that mean that they knew it was true and that's why they didn't post it? Like, since when does Dumois hold back? I guess is my question. But maybe they have like a relationship with Ariana, so they're like weren't gonna do it. I don't
That's what
know.
I'm thinking. Something like that. Yeah.
It's so crazy. I just feel so bad for her. But the viewer in me is really amped that the cameras are up and rolling. They shot a scene at Ariana and Tom's house together on Friday.
Yep.
The girlies came with wine in hand to come
Oh,
support
yeah.
her afterwards. There is pictures of Tom Sandoval putting like suitcases and stuff in a car, and people are saying like Ariana kicked him out, but also I think that he's actually just going to film Winter House.
I think from that, I think from that girl Meredith you mentioned earlier, she was like that, like, yeah, it looks like he's, packing up his stuff and getting out of town, but that was actually just like merch that he planned to sell at the show that night that he was doing.
Oh, Jesus, Tom.
Yeah.
I actually can't believe that he went and performed that
Me
night.
either. And there was a point in the show where people were chanting Ariana, and he went up to the mic and he said, "We love her."
Yes, there's
Who's
also
we?
another angle though. So that was from like the left side of the crowd, right? Someone was screaming Ariana, and then he said, "We love her." From the right side of the crowd at the same time, there's a video someone else took. You can hear the other person scream Ariana, but there was somebody on the right side that screamed Raquel, and he said, "We love her." So, like,
Oh,
who was he talking about?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's all so crazy.
It is.
I've seen way too much footage of Tom and the extras. I never need to see another like performance of that in my life. But the things that are coming
Listen.
out is crazy. And like, how big is this man's ego for him to pack up his merch and drive and go like do this performance after all of this is going down?
Because I think it just got to a point where his relationship with Raquel just felt so right to him and so natural to him. And the one with Ariana was just, it has been on the back burner for so long that he just like doesn't have the feeling of like remorse or regret that he should, because it's just been so, like, this has been going on for so long. It's just become normalized to him.
Unfortunately, this is common in relationships when they end. Like one person feels blindsided, another person has been feeling like the relationship's been over for a long time. Obviously, the person who's having, a 7 month long affair is feeling like the relationship's been over for a long time. But if the other party doesn't know about that, then they are going to feel blindsided when they hear about that.
I just, and that's what I don't understand, is like, if you have been checked out of this relationship, you either need to tell that person and work on it, like tell you the other person in the relationship and work on it, or tell that person and break up. Like, why prolong it? Why, like, I mean, it, and I guess this like is a red, I mean, it was a red flag when I was like watching the episodes of this season where Tom was like, yeah, me and Ariana are just kind of like two ships passing in the night these days. Like, I'm just so busy with the band and in the restaurant, and she's, trying to do the sandwich shop. And Ariana says something like, the only quality time we get is when we just like lay in bed together and go to sleep. And on one hand, like, that's just kind of like, if you have like separate projects going on from each other, that is just something that your relationship needs to either withstand or you need to just break it off.
Or you have to
And
accept that relationships have ups and downs, and like
yes.
this isn't a very normal circumstance. Like you guys both working on these big projects at the same time isn't going to last forever. And so you do kind of have to be like, this is our situation right now. We have to make it as best we can and spend time together when we can, but we have to know that like we're going to come out on the other side and like it won't last forever,
Right. Like,
Which is
that's
probably
what
what
I.
she was thinking. And you can tell,
Yes.
like, when she's talking about how proud she is at Schwartz and Sandy's and being like, I just hope that we get to spend some quality time again. Like, I could use some love and affection. Like, I haven't been getting any because I've been like supporting you doing this thing.
Yeah.
And it's
And
just, he
yeah,
probably
like,
thinks that he's been feeling support from Raquel because she keeps going to a stupid band.
but so does Ariana. I
Yeah.
mean, she is there for everything. I mean, they.
At a certain point, you can't go see every single episode of a cover band or every single show
No.
of a cover band. Like, you just can't.
You can't.
You'd
Like,
want
you.
to kill yourself.
Yeah, like wear earplugs or
I don't
something.
need to hear Schwartz's mom
Yeah.
rendition of Jesse's Girl ever again.
Don't need to hear Cake by the Ocean, none of that.
Man,
But
I was telling you before when we were texting, but like I'm already playing out in my mind what's gonna happen at this reunion, and it's like, because it's kind of giving me, it's giving me season two to season three VPR vibes, where season two ends with Tom and Kristen still together, and then the reunion happens and Tom and Ariana are together holding hands, and Kristen's having to like sit across and like watch it, and that was devastating. But Kristen was the bad guy in that situation from
Yeah.
our perspective, right? Which is, I need to go rewatch that again because I wonder if I'm going to be like, you know what, he's,
I mean, they were both the bad
they were
guys in
just
that
so toxic.
relationship. They were just
Yeah,
cheating on each other left and right.
they were.
So,
And
yeah.
Ariana, there's no way she ever cheated on Tom. It's, there's just no way.
No, I don't think so.
But
I
I'm just
know.
afraid that they're gonna like enter into the reunion in a full-blown relationship. I would put a lot of money to say that Tom is going to try to defend his actions by saying him and Ariana were just roommates, they weren't having sex. What was he supposed to do?
Yes.
I know
Be
he's going to
yep.
say that. That's such a Tom Sandoval thing to say.
Because I've also been thinking about this too. I don't remember, I think it was like season six, and Ariana was like going through that whole like body image issues, and like she was like, yeah, like I don't want nothing to do with sex. It's really not Tom, it's me. I just like feel so uncomfortable in my body. And it had, yeah, and Tom
Because
was
she had
like
like had
talking,
toxic relationships in the past that like
yeah.
were emotionally abusive and verbally abusive towards like her body sexually. So she's still has
So,
to like work through that trauma, you know?
right. And in that same season, Tom, there was like multiple times where Tom was like talking to the guys, being like, I just like I want to have sex with her. It's like more than that to me, but like it, like what if it comes to a year and I like what am I supposed to do?
Yes,
Like
he did actually say
she can't expect
that.
me to wait forever. And like we don't know if like for sure that's like what's been going on behind the scenes in this current season, but if they are just like two ships passing the night, the only time they get to spend time together is when they just like lay down and go to sleep. They're probably not having sex as frequently, at
Right.
least as frequently as Tom would like to. Ariana's probably like okay with it.
Yeah, I probably would be too. I'd be like,
Yeah,
well, it's more, I get more sleep and
right?
whatever.
But if and then it's like, well, Raquel's just right here, and she's single and she likes me and she wants to hook up and she's giving
Yeah.
me love and affection. And
Yeah.
that's
Oh
me
my
how I think it
God.
started.
I need to go watch that episode. I remember exactly what you're talking about. They were at like
The
the
NASCAR thing.
NASCAR thing in the little RV that they got, and he's,
Yep.
by the way, I think it's so disgusting how openly he was talking to everybody and on camera about how they weren't having sex. Like, that's like, talk to her about that.
And in front of her brother.
That was so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, he absolutely said like verbatim, if it gets to a year, what does she expect me to do? That's so disgusting. I expect you to
Yep.
communicate with me. That's what I expect you to
Yeah, I expect you to just like
Maybe we go to
support
therapy and
me.
like figure it out.
Yeah,
Maybe
like
you don't go play your cover band that much so we can have more time to spend together.
yeah, right? Oh, I just
But the
Oh,
cover band was like such a way for him to get away and go have shows out of town so that him and Raquel could like hook up.
yeah.
That's
Oh
probably why
my
he like went
God.
so deep into it. Like, oh,
Oh.
I can go out of town and Ariana doesn't want to come to every one of my shows, but Raquel does.
Oh, that's ew, that's so gross. That's so gross. And I did read a tweet though. that was like, we need to mentally, I mean, I did text you this too,
Yeah.
but like, we need to mentally prepare ourselves for seeing Tom and Raquel showing up to the reunion holding hands. And
Yep.
I just, I'm getting chills now just
I
saying
know,
it,
me
but
too.
like, just thinking about them showing up, me like, we're gonna get through this together, babe. Like, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna be there for each other. Like, gag me.
I think the only way that Tom Sandoval will feel any like repercussions from this is if Tom Schwartz ends his friendship with him.
And that will never happen. That is going to be the relationship that will withstand this show years after it's over. I thought it was going to be Tom and Ariana, to be honest. They had like the
Yeah.
most mature adult relationship on the show. I mean, at least it was like portrayed that way. Obviously, it wasn't perfect, but they were like the ones where I was like, yeah, they're going to last. But it's actually Sandoval and Schwartz.
I know. I think Katie and Lala needs to get the crew together. Katie, Ariana, Sheena, go to Sheena's rooftop, bring Schwartz and tell him, you got to pick a side and we're the right side of history. You need to drop this motherfucker. He exploded your entire life. Not that Schwartz didn't have anything to do with it, the demise of him and Katie. Like, he's his
Yeah.
own type of terrible. But
Yes.
Sandoval had a part in that too.
Yeah.
And like, Sandoval doesn't care about your life exploding. So why should you care about his?
Yeah.
Schwartz is supposed to be really good friends with Ariana too. To think that he knew this and was covering it up is devastating.
Ariana was a groomsman.
Yeah.
A groomswoman
She ate
had,
his butt steak.
yeah, she did. She did. All for this to happen.
I can't believe that's a sentence that like we say and it means something.
And like, I just get it. We all just get it. Oh my God. Yeah, I just think, like, when I go back and I do my VPR rewatches every now and again that I do because it is my favorite show ever, it's my comfort show. It's just going to be
It's my depression
different.
show. Like, whenever I'm
Yeah, it's
feeling
a
a
lot
little
of people's
down, I
depression
put it on
shows.
and then I feel better because
Yep.
my life has never been that terrible.
Right. It's just.
I've never had to have an argument with a friend in the sewer alley by a dumpster. That
Yeah.
I can confidently say.
Oh my God. But just seeing how much Tom and Ariana did love each other at one point, and they
Know.
were very supportive of each other, and they
And she still
were.
is, and she still has been, like, even up to this point, it's like
Yeah.
she deserves the best. And she has such a group of friends having her back right now that hopefully is making her feel so empowered. And I'm very happy for her with that. I just can't wait to see how the rest of like her life plays out. Because I think she's just about to, like, her and Katie are both gonna just, it's gonna be their era.
Oh, they're gonna thrive
I wonder
at
what's gonna
Sandwich
happen like
Shop.
next season. Like,
I
are
know.
we going to have all of these people back? Are Tom and Raquel going to be in a relationship on Vanderpump Rules season 11? Like, is that going to happen?
That is just what I keep thinking about. Like, are we really gonna see this play out in front of our eyes? Like, as a
Like,
full-blown relationship? Like, are they gonna move in together? Is he gonna be Graham's stepfather? Like, what?
ew, I can't picture like a scene happening at their like apartment and them
I
like
know.
cohabitating. Like, I can't
Yeah.
picture it. But we have seen Tom do this exact thing before with Ariana.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
What she
Ariana
did
didn't.
after
Okay.
Kristen. I
So, you
mean,
know, they made out at the Golden Nugget or whatever. Okay. So,
yeah.
like, that was that wasn't great. But she wasn't, Kristen wasn't here like friends with Ariana and supporting her. Like, there's a difference there, like a big difference there. And I also think that Tom was telling Ariana that like him and Kristen were broken up.
Probably. I mean, they may as well have been. I mean, like I said, they were just cheating on each other left and right. They
Yeah.
were, I think they even said it on the show that they were just like glorified roommates, really.
Yeah, but he's
So
gonna say that same phrase about Ariana. I just know it.
it's probably true.
Didn't he put their house up for like collateral for the restaurant?
Sure did.
Oh my God, I just
Sure
thought about
did.
that.
But I do remember when they first bought the house and Ariana was like, this is a bigger commitment to me than getting married. Like, this is why it's such a big deal to me. And then I forgot, like, someone said something about, like, well, what if something happens between you and Tom? And she's like, I'll just buy him out and I can keep the house. Like, I have the funds to do it. Who cares? So that's probably what's
All
going to
of these people
happen.
have so much money. It's actually sickening. Something really funny was tweeted in the midst of like all this drama. Someone was like, the amount of press that this man is getting for this scandal is why I do not understand why he needed his mom's $250,000 for Forts and Sandy's.
I
Like
know.
he has money. Like the amount of coverage, if you go to like Page Six's Instagram, it's just their whole grid right now just looks like Vanderpump Rules account. Like
Yep, that reality blurb,
it's
reality. Oh yeah, all those blogs. Yep,
insane. Like
it's just
when
his face
did we
plastered
even,
everywhere.
I don't think that I was this invested in Jen Shaw's arrest.
No, okay, I said this to like because one of my friends last night was like, she's like, what's going on like with those people from Vanderpump Rules? And I was like, okay, not to like go on a tirade, but like you guys know how much I love Bravo. I've been watching it for years and years and years, and this is the most shocking news I've
It is.
ever heard.
It
Like
really is.
to me, like yeah, like it's more shocking than Jen Shaw's arrest. It's more shocking than Teresa going to jail. It's more shocking than finding out when finding out that Kristen and Jax hooked up.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like,
And
because
when
they're
Jax and
both,
Faith hooked up.
yeah, it's more shocking to me than that. Because like Jax is just like, you know, a dirt bag. Like at the end of the day, we still need to remember that Jax sucks.
Right.
I did say that Tom's making him look like an angel. I don't mean that.
Right. He's Jax is the only one still in a relationship, right? He's the only one that hasn't fucked that up. But at the same time, he did fuck it up. Brittany just took him back. So, like, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know really what's going on in their house either, because
Yeah.
sometimes I do see some
I don't
tweets
need
of
to. I can't
them.
follow either of them. I
Yeah,
just
me
really don't like
either.
either of them at all.
No,
And I
me
think that
either.
their Instagram is just like fake. I'm like, there's no way that you guys get along. Like this, you guys are. I don't know. Both of you guys are just so bad.
Yeah,
You
I
just
totally
can't.
agree.
Your kid's very cute though.
He's cute.
Yeah. This show has given us so much over the years. I mean, this is the last thing that I want for Ariana, but like I keep telling people, like, I am devastated for her, but I'm also happy for her. She just isn't in the place to see that yet. Probably. You know,
Yeah,
she didn't
I mean,
deserve this
I
to
think it's,
happen,
yeah.
but like, was she ever going to leave unless something like this happened?
You know, hard to say because every time we saw them on camera, it was very minimal issues. And if they did have an issue, they always worked it out on camera. And, you know,
Yeah.
we saw them make up and everything was hunky dory. And
I'll never
yeah,
forgive
but.
him for inserting himself into that cocktail book, which I have, by the way.
Yeah, I actually just saw a TikTok before we started recording, and it was like someone painting over Tom's picture in it. So it was just like an empty pool next to Ariana on the book, and I was like, "That's clever.
I
That's good."
know. I need to like send my copy to that person so they can do that and send it back to me. I just need to
Yeah.
go in with like in like full like Regina George mode, open the book and like cross out his face and write like Tom Sandoval is a fugly slut all over the
Because he is. Okay. Well, to kind of wrap this up here, I know that you were texting me saying that like you always believed that the Miami girl story was true. And I, being a Tom Sandoval lover all these years, was like, no way. He loves
I can totally,
Ariana.
by the way, see you being such a Tom Sandoval lover because he gives me Harry Styles vibes, and I know that's your man.
True. Yeah. I mean, I also said
Like a
no
dollar
earlier.
store version of Harry Styles.
Yeah, kind of. But now I'm like, back off.
Yes.
But
Yeah, Miami Girl,
yeah.
I've always thought was true. My theory had always been, so that was the first season that Tom and Ariana showed up. as a couple,
Mm-hmm.
as we will probably see with Tom and Raquel next year. So since this scandal was, Kristen was coming after it from day one of the show, I kind of felt like Tom and Ariana talked behind the cameras, and she was like, listen, like I don't believe your lies about this. We're gonna like work through it. Like, you can never do this again. Like, we have these boundaries now, like no boys trips, like no none of this, and I will defend you on the show, and we will like move on from this kind of thing. Like, we can't let Kristen win. Although I think it was Tom Sandoval leading that narrative, not Ariana. I think he was probably like manipulative in it, but that's just what I've always thought. Like, the way he fled the bar when Miami Girl came in, I was just like, and Kristen hasn't really been wrong that often when she's doing her investigating.
I know. Like, okay, listen, Kristen is batshit, okay?
Absolutely.
She is. She's absolutely 100% insane. But after all this, I'm like, I think Miami Girl was real.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the general consensus across the board. By the way, Kristen did chime in because a lot of people are like, oh, Kristen must feel so vindicated and whatever. And she had to get on her Instagram and be like, I need people to stop saying that. Like, this isn't about me. This is about Ariana. I am team Ariana. Like, fuck that guy. I don't feel, this doesn't make me feel good. So
And
please stop saying that.
I'm actually glad she said that,
Yeah.
because she very well could have been like, either just like not said anything, and like that would kind of just be like agreeing with it. Or she could have hopped on and been like, guys, kind of, I do a little bit,
I
but
think she does a little bit, but I'm glad that she didn't. I'm glad that she came on and like said that she doesn't.
yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I they're like so far removed from that time in their lives.
Yeah.
And Tom and Ariana were together for 8, 9 years, something like that. It
Yeah.
was a while.
Yeah.
And Tom and
Kristen's had like
Kristen's,
multiple relationships since Tom. Like,
yeah, and her relationship with Tom was a fucking joke that we
yes.
saw play out.
Right.
So but yeah, this is just, I feel like we're gonna get I feel like this reunion is probably going to be four parts.
I think so. I think we need a whole entire, I think we need at least two parts just to talk about what's happening off camera. Or maybe just one. I don't know. But then, of course, we still gotta talk about what the hell happens in the rest of the season. We're four episodes in, and I feel like we have a three-part reunion on our hands right now. Like,
We still have the rest of the season. We have Lisa Vanderpump coming on Watch What Happens Live this week. We have the reunion that, like I said, I'm pretty sure it's going to be four parts. Like, how could it not be?
Yeah, and also it's, I mean, so the whole cast gets booked on Watch What Happens Live as the season goes on, right? Ariana hasn't gone on Watch What Happens Live yet. So she's gotta be booked at some point.
I don't know if she will at this point. I
Yeah.
don't know. I think she's gonna save it all for the reunion.
Do you think that Raquel has the balls to go to the reunion?
Yes. If she has the balls to do this,
It's
have a
true.
months-long affair,
That's true.
then yes, I think she's gonna show up. And I do think that her and Tom are gonna show up in a full-blown relationship. And that's gonna make me physically ill.
Yeah. Yeah, that tweet was so right. We all have to start mentally preparing for that now because it is going to happen.
I
Oh my
think
God,
so.
so much, you guys. It happened 2 days ago. I haven't thought about anything
No,
else.
this is all that has my brain has been consuming. No thoughts, just VPR, Tom,
I don't
Raquel,
know how I'm supposed to
Ariana.
like wake up tomorrow and like have a job. Like, I don't understand how I'm supposed to like put my mind to something else.
Yeah, and then just like not talk about it
I
with.
was gonna say maybe I'll find a customer who I talk to tomorrow who watches VPR and I can just like talk to them about
Yeah, just something. Like, I just need like a little tidbit of something to like keep getting me through
Every
like the rest of
conversation
this.
tomorrow that I have is gonna open with, do you watch VPR?
Yeah, just out of curiosity. Oh my
How are you
gosh.
handling this?
Yeah.
Oh my
Well,
gosh.
thank
Well,
you.
I can't thank you enough for thinking of me to come on here and talk about
Oh,
this with you.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much for, just at such short notice coming on here for this emergency pod. I'm glad you finally got to stop over at Popping Off a
I
Bottle
know, it's my
out
first
here.
time over
No.
here.
Yes. Tell us where everyone can find you.
Yeah, so anywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can look up Let's Talk Bravo, and we are also at Let's Talk Bravo on Instagram and Twitter.
And
So,
yeah.
go ahead and give us a follow because we are going to be keeping up with the drama and trying to keep everybody else informed.
Yes, and I cannot wait for that. Yes, please go listen to their show. It's so good. I am on a few episodes as well if you want to check those
Yes.
out. And you guys know where to find us at Popping Off About Pop Culture on Instagram. Like, subscribe, give us a
All
five-star
that good
rating
stuff.
anywhere you can. This also goes for Let's Talk Bravo for everything I'm saying.
Yes, everybody that is listening to this right now, if you haven't already, please go to Poppin' Off About Pop Culture and give a review. It is the easiest way to support your podcasts. So please do that ASAP.
Please, and don't give a bad one.
No, no bad ones. Five stars only.
Oh my God, yeah. Yep. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street, and don't forget, we are always Team Ariana over here. Talk
Yes, queen.
to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.